And welcome, welcome. You are listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, the host of this program, and I welcome you this morning to today's presentation. We have some very fine guests for you today, and in our first segment, we're going to be speaking with Princess Maria Amor, and she is an international humanitarian and founder and president of We Care for Humanity. And in the next segment following, we'll be hearing from Donna Stein, who's going to be talking to us as a representative, really, of the Friends of Clearwater about an upcoming water festival that will be taking place later this month. We're going to be talking a bit about the Echo Fest and other things that you can do as the summer is about to wind up and we make that transition into autumn. But I'm very, very grateful to have joining me this morning Princess Dato Sri Maria Amor, DK1. And she is the Princess of the Royal House of Balai. She is an international humanitarian icon, founder and president of We Care for Humanity, an international nonprofit organization, and creator and chairman of GOD, or the God Awards, held at the United Nations. She is also recipient of Darja Karabat, a royal award given to royalty and dignitaries. She's a seasoned diplomat, a peace advocate, a television host, marketing mogul, entrepreneur, producer. And she's also an artist and designer and event coordinator. So that is a most extraordinary introduction, I would say. And I just want to say hello and welcome, Princess Maria.
Hi, Catherine. How are you? Good morning. And good morning to all your listeners right now.
Well, I want to welcome you and good morning to you. And I guess it's proper to call you Princess Amor, or is there
a
preferred way?
Call me Maria. It's fine.
That's great. I had an opportunity to participate in some ways, at least as a viewer, of your awards that was held earlier in the month, the GOD Awards. And yes. I want to talk about that. But before getting to it, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How is it that you've come to be so inspired to dedicate your life to changing the world?
Yes, I'll be happy to, Catherine. Originally, I'm from the Philippines, and I'm an adopted daughter of the royal family called the Royal House of Baloy. My royal father, Dr. Datu Kamad Ali, is the founder president of SPMUDA, Southern Philippines of Unity Development for Muslim and Non-Muslim. And as we all know, I don't know if a lot of people know, the Philippines started as a monarchy, and in the south area, where we call it Mindanao State, where the, you know, Muslim royalties are, and I'm privileged to be among them. And I migrated to United States in 2005 and started my own organization, We Care for Humanity. We started as a women organization advocating health and fitness. And later on, we decided to broaden the organization. And so now we advocate 7 causes, such as education, health, eradication of poverty, green environment, world peace, human rights, and empowerment. So that's what I do right now. I dedicate myself to serving humanity.
Well, that's really beautiful. I think a lot of people want to do this and don't know how, but I think that you have created an opportunity for so many people around the globe to network with each other and help each other and to further these causes, really for the benefit of all humanity. And your event, the GOD Awards, really showed that to me. There were so many people from all walks of life who have spent their entire lifetimes really dedicating themselves to the furtherance of humanity, but also in small ways as well as large ways, people who were trying to really cultivate a basic human understanding. Can you tell us about the GOD Awards? What does that stand for specifically?
Yes.
And how did that come into being?
The GOD Award stands for Global Officials of Dignity Awards. It's a international humanitarian awards honoring the greatest humanitarians of the world, from the highest echelon of diplomacy, royalty, business and economy, medicine, philanthropy, culture and arts, and entertainment. Of course, these people whose unequivocal contribution to humanity have made significant impact on human rights, global peace, green environment, education, health and wellness, eradication of poverty, and empowerment. And our mission is to bridge the gap of power and influence to the sustainable peace and welfare of the human race by honoring the greatest humanitarians of the world. So also, Catherine, I am known as the traveling princess. I travel the globe to find these greatest humanitarians of the world. So it's really a lifetime work for me. I believe that in order to promote universal humanitarianism, we have to feature, showcase, promote all those good deeds of every human being, and we start with all these people who are really making great impact in the world. So one by one, country to country, I do that all year round. And this is the aim of We Care for Humanity.
It's really wonderful. And I'm wondering if you could tell us a little something about some of the people who you featured on this past event. One of the things that I found really interesting was the work that's being done for ACID survivors, the ACID Survivors Foundation in India. Can you tell us a little something about that?
Yes, I happen to be the appointed goodwill ambassador for the ACID survivors in India, and that organization is headed by Dr. H.P. Kanoria and Mr. Rahul Varma, and also among the doctors who's doing the big initiative for this is Dr. Ashok Gupta, who's a world-renowned surgeon, specifically for this kind of treatment, the acid, with this situation thing, the acid burn. So really they're doing great impact on this situation because this is a heinous crime, you know, the acid crime.
Well, a lot of people don't
know
about it,
Yes, it is. And I was surprised when I went to India that this crime is very heinous, very rampant over there. Because apparently before, the acid chemicals are available for public. You can buy it on over the counter. And so that became sort of a very easy way for people who have, you know, some negative thoughts to just throw acid on somebody's face, and totally that will ruin their lives. So what the acid survivors, ASFI in India, are doing, they did a big recommendation to the government or to the constitution to consider this crime as a heinous one and prioritize the implementation, the law implementation for this kind of crimes. And and according to Dr. Kanoria and Mr. Rahul Varma, they are now doing a health institution that will give care for all these victims in India. But this organization is not only in India, it's all over the world. So And Dr. Ashok Gupta, together with other doctors working with him to help the acid victims, they're doing a lot of initiatives in different countries to help these poor victims.
Yes. Is there any other organization that you would like to bring attention to? There were so many. It's hard for me to choose one or the other.
So, truly, I'm trying to also, as we talk, remember all this. So, you know, all these people that we brought to the GOD Awards, all these honorees have their own initiative, humanitarian initiative going on in their own countries or in different countries. So every one of them contributes something to the upliftment of the society. For example, Ms. Loretta Jones, the recipient of Diane Watson Community Service Award. She has a program for health that will help families, especially in Los Angeles area. We have Ms. Iman Mutlak, the recipient of Middle East Woman of the Year, who's been doing education and educating women in the Middle East on finance and really uplifting their lifestyle. We have, of course, Mr. Hani Aziz, the recipient of Peace Icon of Middle East, who is the founder of Peace Lovers in Egypt. You know, I want to share to the listeners that when I went to Egypt, contrary to what I heard before, it was chaos and a lot of things going on, but when I went there, it was a very peaceful country. And at 12 midnight, you could see families still walking on the street with little children. So that's how safe Cairo was. So they're doing a lot of great things in order to maintain peace in that country. In the case of Dr. Joel Wallach, the recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award on health, and especially on natural health. He has founded or invented a lot of products that will help people. They are called cancer treatments. Some are for maintenance of health. So these are huge things that they contribute to humanity, and they have programs that works on poor people. Dr. Ken Hansraj, who's a specialist on spine, also have a program how to help the poor people on correcting their posture, and he's doing a lot of humanitarian works as well, and he has programs to help a country to save big time on spine care. We have, of course, Mr. Manhee Lee and Namhee Kim, who's advocating peace all over the world. They are recipients of Noble Man of the Year and Noble Woman of the Year. Everybody knows them. they are gathering all spiritual leaders worldwide so that we can attain peace. So that's a huge contribution to peace order. Of course, Dr. H.P. Kanoria, who's the Global Man of the Year, who's done a lot of humanitarian works, including conducting the World Confluence in India, an annual event, promoting spirituality, humanitarianism worldwide. And he plans to do this in every country to raise awareness on spirituality. Mr. Rahul Varma, who's helping Dr. Kanoria, promoting the acid, of course, the awareness on acid care for the acid foundation. We have Maureen Brindle, who's the recipient of literature and arts humanitarian ambassadorship, who's helping promoting culture and arts, and he's actually authored our poetry book and just empowering women. We have Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, who has millions and millions of followers all over the world, who's been promoting spirituality and humanitarianism. So these are people who deserve awards and we know very well that can promote universal humanitarianism.
It's really important because, you know, when we look at the TV and the news, we hear about so much destruction in the world. Sometimes people don't realize, excuse me, how many people are actually out there without any kind of notice who are doing the good work.
We all hear negative news every day, and people are more concerned about what's going on, the negative, but they don't focus on the positive and doing really good things to themselves and to the society. If we can just convert every human being into a humanitarian, you know, simple things can be a humanitarian work just by advising someone or counseling somebody to doing good things, just by doing a simple, you know, sharing of bread and sharing of sugar to your neighbor is already humanitarianism. Just by being being peaceful and being nice and kind is already a good thing. This is all first step on doing humanitarianism.
And what was really interesting, I felt about, you know, I was only there for that one evening of the awards dinner, but I could see that all the participants and awardees had been in conversation with each other over, I think it was a couple of days at least, and there was a real mutual support that was cultivated between them and a real friendship. And I think that that's the other thing that people who are trying to do good work don't have.
Thank you.
is that camaraderie
and
support.
We're trying to bridge the gap among the influential people. And these people are not only great humanitarians, but they are notable and influential people in their own rights, in their own countries. And so we bring them together together working as one for a common goal, we become really strong. And so now the next step would be really taking all these projects of each honoree to certain areas to implement them. So we have a plan, actually, Catherine, of doing the GOD, or what we call with WCH, GOD Humanitarian Caravan. What it means, we are taking all these honorees with us, or most of them, who have projects, and going to a developing country to present our projects to the government or, you know, to larger areas in that particular country. But we will work on a national level, meaning we're meeting high dignitaries or the top people so that we can present the projects that we have and see if it can help the country. So
that's pretty amazing.
Our first project, our first trip would be this coming November in Sri Lanka. because one of our honorees is from Sri Lanka, Mr. Consul General Jeff Gunawardena, who happens to be a hotelier as well. So all this, the dynamics of putting all these people together is definitely, you know, it's collaboration among one another. And mm-hmm. together we can do so much for people, for humanity. So
yeah,
I want the audience to...
Yeah, and it's really important. Mm.
Yes, yes. So that's see, we don't want to be... The one thing about GOD Awards, it's not just an awards institution. We make sure that we have projects, that everything that we say, everything that we promise people, we actually implement. You know, we want to see results after our awards. So we bring all these honorees. We honor them, and then we also unite and coordinate all of them so that we can produce more for the people. So they can be rest assured that the GOD Awards is something that will really... you know, take a huge role in changing the world.
So we're running it to the end of our segment, but I want you to let people know how they can get in contact with you and also how they can support your work. Because I'm sure
yes.
if you're going to deal with, to help people who are flood victims or people who've been orphaned or people who have disease mm-hmm. in a poor country, that you need resources. So how can people help you?
How can people help? Well, definitely. We have, first of all, you can communicate with us through our website, wecareforhumanity.org and godawards.com. You can always send us emails and send us your ideas, your concept. We welcome everybody. We communicate, you know, every email we welcome them. So... we're open to suggestions, we're open to anything, as long as, you know, for it's very realistic. A lot of, we get a lot of requests from different parts of the world, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to accommodate them one by one.
Well, also,
but
maybe somebody wants to,
maybe
there's somebody out there who has resources that they could donate to some of these
yes.
causes as well.
Definitely. We're looking for grants. You know, of course, all this needs to have funding and all. So if they want to reach us, they can email us at admin@wecareforhumanity.org, or they can just go directly to the website. There's a way to reach us there. Email us, mm-hmm. and we definitely welcome everyone.
Okay. So it's admin@wecareforhumanity.org. Or they can go to the website itself, which is wecareforhumanity.org, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so that's really very beautiful. And I want to, you know, as we go forward, we'll talk again. But you also have a program yourself, don't you?
Yes,
a radio program?
Yes, we have the Traveling Princess show. It's a travel and humanitarian show. So
okay.
as I go to different countries, I document the humanitarian works of our future honorees or already past honorees. I document their lifestyle, the country, the food. So they will enjoy that. It's at Global TV, globaltv.com, and they will see the Traveling Princess TV show.
All right. Well, I really want to thank you for joining me today. Do you have any parting thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Yes, Catherine. And first, of course, I want to thank you and, of course, Andrew, who connected me with you, and all the people listening right now. And I probably need more time to thank all the people who participated at the event, all the wonderful honorees, the presenters and sponsors. I'm grateful for all the contributions. And we will put all this news about the GOD. We haven't even finished with the photos and videos yet, but they will be available on the website. So stay tuned for that. And thank you again.
Thank you very much for joining me. We've been speaking with Princess Maria Amor, international humanitarian and founder of We Care for Humanity. And coming up in our next segment, we'll be speaking with Donna Stein about the Clearwater event, the Friends of Clearwater festival that's going to be taking place. But before getting to that, and before our break, I wanted to remind you, or perhaps let you know for the first time, that this Sunday, August 16th, is going to be a really fabulous event in the city, EchoFest. Now, EchoFest has been going on for a long time now, but right now it is going to be right there in Times Square. So New York goes green in Times Square, and it's Sunday, August 16th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Times Square is in Manhattan, Broadway, between 42nd and 44th Street, and it's all free. You will enjoy it, I'm sure. You can find more at echofest.org. And there will be a lot going on there. Sources of energy other than oil is one of the displays. And it's going to be including alternative fuel vehicles that are available for New York City, hybrid, electric, biofuel, and ethanol, as well as the New York fleet vehicles that are really quite sustainable. There's going to be the solar-powered stage, which will give you, we'll have a variety of artists, actually, who will be providing entertainment during the day, including the Dharma Burns, Gary Brissett, the Solar Sound Band, and R&B artist A.J. Smith. So it's going to be a fun day. You'll be able to tap into clean water for New York City. There'll be tap dancers, activities for children, including the Recycling Olympics, Echo Magic, face painting, and there's going to be a beautiful, authentic Tibetan sand mandala created by the Venerable Lama Tenzin Yikyuan, a friend of the Dalai Lama, apparently. And you'll be able to explore the food and entertainment, green products, exhibitors. So it'll be a fun day, Sunday, August 16th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So you might want to take a look at that as something you can do this weekend. Also this weekend, on Saturday, actually, tomorrow, on August 14th, I myself will be offering a meditation and Qigong movement class in Prospect Park, Brooklyn. And it's, the class is scheduled to start at 1 p.m., but we're going to meet at the main public library in Brooklyn at Grand Army Plaza, and between 12 and 1, and at 1 o'clock we'll walk into the park for our meditation and practice. So you can join us for that. And if you would like more information about that, you can call 347-480-1694 to make that connection. So there's a lot going on in the city. And when we come back from our for a little break, we're going to be talking about the annual New York City Friends of Clearwater Festival, which is actually next Sunday, August 23rd, from 2 to 7 p.m. And so they're going to be, this year their theme is Efficiency is Sexy. Everyone appreciates solar and wind, but efficiency and conservation changes the conversation. So that's rather cute. So it's celebrating music, activism, and it'll also be a lot of interesting things for you to do to make connections. So I want you to stay tuned. We have a lot more coming for you on this morning's program. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network. I'm Catherine Davis. Stay tuned. We'll be back after a few announcements from the station.
PRN. Progressive Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Hi, everyone. I'm John Mueller from The Expat Files, living in Latin America. If you want to know what it's like to live, work, play, and or retire down here in Latin America, tune in twice a week and get it from the horse's mouth, from someone like me who's had boots on the ground down here for over 20 years. Latin America is one of the only places left in the world where you can still live a first world life on a measly Social Security check. And with the first world imploding like it is, everybody needs a plan B. So, tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time and every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time for The Expat Files, Living in Latin America.
Stay tuned to PRN.FM for more empowering ideas from progressive voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
And welcome back. This is Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, the host of today's program. And I'm really very pleased during this segment to welcome Donna Stein. And she's a longtime activist for social and environmental justice. She was president of the environmental education organization, New York City Friends of Clearwater, for several years, and now a current board member. Fracking and fossil fuels has been a major focus. Donna came to NYCFC to help with their first annual water festival and stayed. She is here today to talk about the seventh annual water festival. And Donna is also active in New York City's Safe Energy Campaign, working on closing Indian Point, promoting renewable energy and efficiency, trade justice, trying to get the word out and stop so-called trade deals, which is really the biggest threat to our health, environment, and liberties that we're facing these days. Currently, Donna works for Green Energy Times, a resource publication focusing on renewable energy and sustainable living. I say hello and welcome, Donna, to Heart of Mind Radio.
Hello, Kathy. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, you're most welcome, most welcome. And actually, there's so much we could talk about, so I recognize that I'm going to have to invite you back another time so we can get into some of these really interesting topics that are so important for us to pay attention to. So we'll put that on our agenda. And today I want to talk about the actual event coming up on Sunday, August 23rd, which is next weekend, I believe.
It's coming up quickly.
The annual New York City Friends of Clearwater Festival.
The annual New York City Friends of Clearwater Festival. New York City Friends of Clearwater was founded back in over 40 years ago by as an inspiration from Pete Seeger. We just started having the festival about 7 years ago, and I was asked to join, and never left. and the, every year we have a theme, and we honor, somebody special who did something, for the environment. This year, our theme, as you mentioned before, is energy, is efficiency, is sexy. And, you know, it just came to me one day as an epiphany. What's the word, epiphany? Because everybody wants to talk about solar. Everybody wants to talk about wind. That's cool. but people don't want to talk about efficiency in the same way. So I see solar and wind as being the glamorous cousins with the and efficiency and conservation being the nerds, you know, that win the day because they're so brilliant, right?
Mm-hmm. So what does that mean, really? Efficiency? I understand conservation.
Let's get a
cartoon. What does efficiency mean?
Well, there are two different things, but the most important thing is that efficiency by itself could reduce our need for energy so much that we wouldn't even need Indian Point. It's amazing how much we can do. People, and these are the things that we want you to, I don't want to even give you all the details. I want you to come to the festival. Our water festivals are 50% music and 50% panel discussions. Our speakers are going to be Marilyn Ellie from the Indian Point Safe Energy Coalition, Wilden Fishman from the New York Solar Energy Society and also Green Energy Times. I also work for Green Energy Times. John Weissmiller, he's an international climate and energy lecturer. Tim Judson from Nuclear Information and Resource Service. Tim Keating from Rainforest Relief. And Ken Gale is going to be the moderator. He has a show on WBAI, as you do, and he's also a founder of New York City Safe Energy Campaign, longtime member of New York City's Friends of Clearwater, and the host producer of Ecologic, and he is the moderator. Now, this is going to be an incredible event. The panels are going to be, and then I'll get into musicians. I know a lot of people want to hear the musicians. The first panel is Efficiency is Sexy. Oh, yeah, what's the appeal? Next one is Building Efficiency. And then Efficiency versus Indian Point and showing how we can easily shut down Indian Point when we have blackouts, when Indian Point is shut down, we don't even have blackouts. It's amazing how much reserved energy that we have,
wow.
all set up. Very importantly, who we are honoring this year is Ray Corona. Ray Corona was a dear friend of activism of New York City Friends of Clearwater. We're celebrating his music and his activism. He was a brilliant songwriter, energetic, wonderful performer, and we will have the Ray Corona Band will be performing his many, many songs, and I think that if we just had a festival just around the Ray Corona, we would have quite a wonderful show. Ivis, the members of the band are Ivis, Barry Kornhauser, Ellen Davidson, Gina Talamsa, and joining them this time will be Mercy Van Vlack. Mercy, by the way, is also going to be our musical coordinator. Your listeners might want to come for every one of these performers. Judy Gorman is going to be performing. New York Metro Raging Grannies, Jenny Hurwitz, Peter Pasco, the New York City Street Singers, founded by Pete Seeger, and Chris Lang. And we're so happy to have this wonderful lineup. Now, you might want to know where it is. All right.
That would help people a lot, I'm sure.
Probably. I wasn't going to keep that from you. We're very, very fortunate to have been given the venue for the last few years at the Lower East Side Ecology Center. It's on the East River. It's a little tricky to go to because the entrance is on Cherry Street. You take a bus to the last stop on the 14 bus. I can't remember if that's 14D or A, sorry. Take the bus to Grand Street, just a block away is the entrance on Cherry Street. And then it's about an 8-block walk, the equivalent of. But it's through the park, and it's beautiful, and there's benches along the way. So we're accompanying people, someone who's coming from Accessoride, so that's how come I know that it can be an easy way to go.
Okay. Just so to make sure people can make that connection, they can go to your website and find a lot more detail probably.
Yeah, and on our Facebook page is the way to go as well. Let me just pull that up. And
yeah.
The festival is from 2 to 7, but we will be there from 1:30 from 12:30 setting up. And we really appreciate, this is one thing, if you have any volunteer-minded people in your listening audience, would love you to be there at 12:30 or to contact me and find out where you're best used to help hang banners and whatever else is needed. Okay? And we will have live music entertaining us during our setup. So it will be fun. We're making a party out of everything.
Great. I think people will really enjoy that. People will, you know, so I'm going to put that extra word out. If you want to spend the day here, go in early, help them set up, or stay a little bit later, help break down the event, and get involved. Because when people get involved like in this way, they're really contributing to the overall purpose of the group, Friends of Clearwater, and we're really looking at changing the environment in this region, in New York City and upstate, and I guess in the whole region of Indian Point is really where the work needs to be done. So that's really very, very cool. Now, you also mentioned that it's a potluck. So people, another way people can contribute is to maybe they want to bring fruit or they want to bring cookies or they want to bring some food to share?
That would be terrific. You always have plenty of cookies, so if people could bring something to share, that's more, we'll be there through dinner. But you can bring whatever you like.
You know.
On the third Friday of every month, you should know, at Judd's Memorial Church, we have our monthly gathering, which is more of the same. We have a potluck, live music, and environmental entertainment. So that's coming up this Friday the 20th. So just to put a plug in for that. The Facebook page is... The Facebook page is New York City Friends of Clearwater 7th Annual Water Festival. So if you just look up that, we have an event page set up.
Okay, say that again.
You can link to it from our regular Facebook page. So it's NYC Friends of Clearwater.
Okay, NYC Friends of Clearwater. And so this is a great opportunity for people who want to get involved and want to actually have a good time. And maybe, who knows, maybe you'll pick up some volunteers that will stay connected and want to work with you going forward. And I think that's incredibly important. And the thing is that on a show like this, sometimes we rush through a lot of information.
I know.
And people don't get it all.
Time goes so fast.
So let's give the basics again, just to make sure people had a chance to get their pens handy or their pencils. And so give the day, the time, the place, so that people can get all that information down.
Thanks. It's Sunday, August 23rd. It's from 2 o'clock to 7. We'll be there from 12:30, though. And it's at the Lower East Side Ecology Center, which is the old firehouse building, really kind of at the foot of Grand Street. So you have to enter through Cherry Street, go north on the path, and you'll see a building right there in the middle of where there's no other building. It's a red brick building. And our venue is right on the East River. And and come by our booth. If you're going to be at EchoFest this weekend, come by our booth and talk to us about it some more there.
Exactly, because that's another wonderful thing for people to do. And we're actually speaking about the annual New York City Friends of Clearwater Festival. And I actually put some of the information you sent me from that press release on. It should be on the website at prn.fm.
Nice.
So people can go there and look up Heart of Mind Radio. And I put that link that you gave with the map so that people will be able to go and look and see the directions and how to get there and check out all this information once again if they didn't get all the details. But what you can do is put it on your calendar for Sunday, August 23rd, the annual New York City Friends of Clearwater Festival from 2 to 7 p.m. Bring the family, have a wonderful time, and your participation in this event can really begin to make a real difference here in New York City. And that's really what it takes. It takes people power, getting involved, and making choices that can change the world that we're living in. And that's why I am happy to support the work that you're doing, Donna. And before leaving, I wanted to give you an opportunity to really leave our folks with, you know, a last few words of what you think is really important for them to think about as they come and prepare for this event. What should they be thinking about for the life of the city?
Okay, well, what we really need is people to be conscious. People people need to be aware that, and probably your listeners are very much so, but the health of the planet is just as important as the health of each of us. We are, we need to do something to get a better place.
Mhm. Yeah. Well, I certainly agree with that, and I'm really glad that you were able to find the time to talk with me this morning about this really cool event that's going to be taking place, the annual New York City Friends of Clearwater Festival. And as you said, it's what is it, the seventh one? So that's pretty historic as well. Thank you so much for joining me today, Donna Stein. And Donna is a longtime activist for social and environmental justice, and she was president of the environmental education organization, New York City Friends of Clearwater. She's on the board now. And you could actually see a lot more of her work, I'm sure, at Green Energy Times. And you'll be able to stay connected to what's happening in the environmental world of New York City and state. And again, thank you, and take good care, Donna. I want to let you know that you are tuned to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network right here in New York City. And a lot of what we do here is local. Some of what we do here is international. Very often we look upon focusing at our individual lives and how we can heal and transform that. And then we want to come together collectively to begin to make a transformative difference in the local environment and in the world. So the real message here is that we are powerful. We are very powerful beings. We're very powerful in this world, and we can have an impact. We can have an impact on our personal lives. We can have an impact into the lives, you know, making the world a better place for our friends and our family. And we can get involved and make a difference for people around the globe. And there's a lot happening. There's a lot going on. And one of the things that I find most rewarding about doing programs such as this, even today, is that really connecting and looking to see just how many people there are that are taking a step to make a difference. And that's really what I want all of us, myself and you who are tuned into the program today, is to make a difference. You can make a difference in so many ways. You can make a difference just by your everyday kindness, by being patient with people. You know, very often we'll go into a store or a supermarket or even some agency or a bank, and the people behind the counters can be very harried, very stressed. A lot of people coming through, very rushed. And, you know, to just relax with them, have patience with them, to be kind, can make a difference in someone's day. And by doing that, it's transferred into everyone that passes through that counter. So we can have an impact in so many ways. And it's the same as we approach people in the street or as we pass people in the street. To give a little nod, to give a smile, even to send a silent greeting of, you know, be well, you know, sending blessings to people, if that's something that you understand and want to participate in. And we can have every moment of our lives be meaningful in how we relate to each other. And then occasionally we have opportunities to collaborate in a more expansive way in the kind of festivals we're talking about today. And just as a reminder, the EchoFest event is happening this coming Sunday on the 16th, and New York goes green, Times Square, and that's Sunday, August 16th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Times Square is in Manhattan, and it's between 42nd and 44th Street, so it's all the trains go to 42nd Street, really. So it's easy to get to, and it's all free. That's wonderful. And you can get more information at echofest.org, and you'll be able to participate in all the events and all the booths. You'll see what's happening around the world. You'll be able to hear some of the talks and connect with the beautiful art, as well as have an opportunity to eat and enjoy and really commune with the people of like mind. And you might really find something there that you can make a deeper connection to. And as we heard from Donna Stein, they actually have a booth at EchoFest, so you'll be able to connect with the Friends of Clearwater this coming Sunday as well. Or you can choose to add to your list of things to do the annual New York City Friends. And that is on Sunday, August 23rd at, hello? Yeah, that's there's a bit of technical interruption there. Sunday, August 23rd at the annual New York City Friends of Clearwater Festival, 2 to 7 p.m. And that's on the Lower East Side. And it's at the LES Ecology Center on the East River. And the entrance is on Cherry Street. We'll have a link for you to get more information on the website, prn.fm. So please do go there and check out the Heart of Mind Radio page, and you'll find that. It might take a little while to get it up there, but it'll be up there within a few hours of the show, I do believe. And you can find the links and get all the information to participate in both of these events. And I also want to talk about my own offering this weekend. It's going to be this coming Saturday, the 14th, and I'm going to be doing a meditation and Qigong class in Prospect Park. I haven't had an opportunity to do too many of these classes because the weather is what it is, but we are planning to do it this Saturday, unless it's raining, in which case we will reschedule it. But really, it's an opportunity to come together and really start working on putting together our own internal work to be able to quiet the mind, connect to the heart, connect to our really inner fullness, because we have a wisdom inside of us that if we can slow down the busyness of the mind and deepen our breathing, we can connect to that deeper wisdom that connects us and flows to us from the cosmic wisdom. And as we begin to make that connection, it flows into our life and has an effect on our everyday experience and allows us to have that patience, to have that compassion, to be able to meet the challenges that come forth with a sense of calm and readiness. And this is really what meditation is about. It's not so much about the particular technique. It's about finding that which works for you and giving yourself and taking the time to give yourself that space where you can relax, where we can let go of the stress we've built up from the week, where we can begin to engage in the actual practice of Qigong, which is about connecting to the energies that are in the earth, the same energies that are the force behind the growth of plants and trees and flowers, and everything that comes from the earth has a life force. And we as humans are connected in the same way. And we can gather that energy from nature while we're in nature, connecting as well to the cosmic flow of energy, moving it through our meridians and into expanding the energy centers. So it's a very powerful practice. It's easy. It's fun. We'll be there and able to work with each other, relate to each other, talk. So we're meeting actually in front of the main public library right on Grand Army Plaza. It's a central point, so we won't get lost. There's some seating there. We can talk a bit, maybe have a snack. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll head into the park itself. If you're interested, you can join us there. Unless it's raining, we'll reschedule in that case. But for more information, you can call 347-480-1694, 347-480-1694. You could also call that number if you're interested in talking to me about a private healing session. I have a space in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, that's available for private sessions. And for those of you who maybe can't make it but want reference for future events, you can check out my website, qigongonline.net. That's QIGONGONLINE, qigongonline.net. And there are videos, meditations, the ability to contact, and just find out what's going on in the world of, I guess my world, but the world of meditation and wellness. I want to thank you for being with me today and invite you to stay tuned to the Progressive Radio Network, because there is a lot more fabulous programming in store for you. Stay tuned and take good care. You've been listening to Heart of Mind Radio.